silver line. I wanted a mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the star boss said, well, bless my soul, you got 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And this is Dave Bradshaw coming to you live from the studio of SwissAmerica.com with your latest news report. Gold price, that's Johnny Cash in the background singing 16 tons, celebrating. We just crossed our debt level, just surpassed the size of our economy. And just watch as interest rates rise, it'll feel like 16 tons, pushing the U.S. economy off a cliff, according to many experts. Gold prices crested $1,700 an ounce Tuesday, consolidating last week's gains amid a flat dollar. Gold last traded at $1,695 an ounce, silver $3,235. Wake up, gold bugs, your time has arrived. Dust off your prospecting equipment, it's time to look for some investments, reports MarketWatch. And the U.S. Treasury did announce today the government has officially topped $16 trillion. That came just an hour before the Democrats gaveled in their convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, to renominate President Obama for another 4 years. Meanwhile, Ben Bernanke is betting on the new economy will be the same as the old, as he lays out his arguments for more stimulus. And CNBC reports depression and suicides are on the rise as the euro debt crisis intensifies. The credit crunch has had one unexpected consequence in that it reflects a deep chasm in our society, a sharp rise in mental health problems, largely caused by uncertainty and fear for the future. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com and get your copy of The Future of Money CD. Call 800-289-2646.